Welcome to Speak in Flow, the podcast that helps leaders like you unlock the power of your voice, achieve maximum potential and flow through exceptional communication. I'm your host, Melinda Lee, and I am passionate about helping company leaders and their teams master public speaking, pitching with impact, and stepping into their full leadership potential. Thanks for tuning in to the Speak in Flow podcast, which is the top 10% of podcasts worldwide. When you stick around until the end, I have an exclusive gift just for listeners only, something that will immediately help you and your team up-level your communication. Let's dive in. Welcome, dear listeners, to the Speak in Flow podcast, where we dive into unique stories to help you and your team achieve maximum potential and flow, even when there's pressure and the stakes are high. I have the exact leader person to help you through this. He is inspiration. He has a PhD in physics. He is the product performance manager for ASML. He is originally from Central Africa and now here in the United States. His name is Mohsen Elmek. Hi, Mohsen.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here today. Can you share with the audience a bit about what you do and what makes you excited today? What makes you happy?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity. It's nice to be here. This is actually my let's say my first show. Mm-hmm. So I want to make it an experience. and probably we'll do that together with all of you. So my name is Abdel Mohsen Elmek. So, but my family, everybody around me call me Mohsen. This is like half of the name. Mm-hmm. So I'm originally from Sudan, Middle East of Africa. So I've been around and worked and learned a lot in three different continents. Since I left Sudan, it's somewhere in 2005, I believe, around 2005, 2006. So my journey took me through to many locations. I started as a physics graduate from Sudan University of Science and Technology, then joined another university across the street, an Elaine University at that time. I worked there. And then from there, I started to think about how I wanted my future to be. Mm-hmm. So I had one belief at that time, was a very strong belief at that time, is that I want to do a higher education with a high quality, because I was involved in science and technology, physics, and you know, so basically those kind of things, the infrastructure, the system, the equipment, the knowledge, it's in the developing country. So I was strongly believe that if I wanted to do a meaningful research at the PhD level, I have to go somewhere in Europe or United States. So mm-hmm. that actually leave. That was the start of my journey.
You didn't have the resources or
exactly.
What was happening? Like you didn't. How did you do that? What was the limitation around you at that time?
So basically, at that time, there was a lot of limitation. I think the biggest is that at that time there was a little bit of let's call it and unique situation for Sudan itself as a country was a little isolated at that time. So it's not easy to basically to get to just travel and to just basically decide and travel to go where you want.
Yeah,
that was not easy. But of course, also, if you want to go somewhere and study, you have to be accepted and accepted in a level of, because it's a professional career, it's an education need requirements. You have to meet certain standards. So when I was thinking about that, I don't believe I was actually even meeting that standards. I think the only thing I had in my mind is my belief. So, yeah. Or my, ambition or motivation, the thing I need to achieve. So that's actually drive to overcome many, many other challenges.
Yeah. Did you feel like when you started, did you want to give up?
Well, at that time it was actually, you get lots of setbacks.
Yes.
Right. So, and then one of them is you see people around you is basically moving forward.
Yes.
But I think what kept it, you know, but what the thing that kept me on track is that I think that my belief was stronger than my doubts.
Nice. Nice. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you're holding on to that. You're stronger. Your belief. Then that overpowered you. You kept on that focus.
Exactly.
Keep on focusing on the doubt. Keep on focusing on the belief, even though you have setbacks.
Yes. So, yeah. So basically, if I want to just mention some of the challenges, is basically, obviously, the first challenge will be the language. So you're not equipped with a language that meet the standard. So and that is also something because of the way of education system at that time in Sudan. So plus also the foundation, if you actually want to go to an advanced universities at that time. So you have to have a very strong foundation. So plus also network and connection. So everything works that way. Last but not least is the financial support. So you also have to have a very strong financial support. Mm-hmm. Because of the living expenses and all that are very different from where you are, where you're basically living with your family, you get lots of support and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow. And then what would you say helped you to navigate those challenges?
Yeah, I think that the first thing is basically the thing that you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. So imagining that, okay, I want to achieve this because I think at that time, if I still remember that correctly, is that the desire I have for having a quality of education was just like satisfactory kind of, feeling. I was not basically, I don't think it was like to achieve any kind of a status or anything. It's just like basically something that I wanted.
No, it's true, because a lot of times, even myself, I always consider, should I get my PhD? Is it going to really help me in my profession? Because I start to think, how is it going to have the ROI? Like,
yes.
I mean,
yes.
I love what I do, but then it's like, is the PhD really going to support me? But for you, you're saying that you just want, you'd have that motivation, that desire to do it. And that's
exactly
all that matters.
Exactly. Like, but from another perspective, because I was working in academia, so it's something essential you need to have.
Yeah.
If you want to grow in academia, you have to,
correct.
You have to have a PhD. But also looking at it at that time, because I was working in academia, And I didn't know I'm gonna go to industry at that moment. So basically, it's essential to have it, or to get that degree. But the other thing is basically, and after that is basically how other people benefit from you when you get that, because the way you study, if you manage to study abroad, then you actually have a quality of education, but that is also come with many other things, skills, network. So the benefit, I believe it will be much higher to the people. So it's like an investment. The return of the investment will be big.
Right.
Because you are actually open up a new window for many others.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Right. You're supporting others, you're benefiting other people in your community and in the industry, wherever you may be, you're gonna benefit from that perspective.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So
so you had that belief and you continued on to pursue the PhD in Sudan.
Yes, I had that strong belief, and I pushed for it. Okay. And I even remember I had to wait a couple of years where other colleagues at that time, they were already advancing in their in their career. But that did not discourage me. So that's how it started. That's how I get to the that high. How I get to go to the Netherlands and then finish my study there, and then to be in where am I here? But the challenge is always they won't stop. You know. Every single stop or every single step of your journey, it's a story and a challenge. You know, that's this. Basically, I was also, you know, part of it. It's there is also the you will be lucky. I was lucky, you know, at some point. I was surrounded by people that's actually supporting the thing that I believe on, and also where I work, I actually manage to that's actually allow me to meet people, facilitate part of the or make the bridge how I can go to the Netherlands. There was a Dutch professor at that time. He used to visit Sudan since the 70s because he had a Sudanese student. He was he did his PhD with him. For some reason, he fell in love with Sudan. So, and he started visiting Sudan from that time until he passed away. I was lucky actually to meet him. And he is the you know, he is the very first reason for the journey in the Netherlands to happen.
Wow. I mean, you are a great leader. I can see it in your eyes, the courage that it took for you to go through so much. And but then you have this spark of positivity. You have a smile on your face. And that's
so it's, you know, the belief is not enough, right? So of course it's an internal drive. That's a very important thing, actually, even for leaders. You need to believe in your vision, or also you need sometimes to have a purpose. Having a purpose is very important in life, right? Mm-hmm. Even in any aspect, in any areas or any field, having a purpose is very important. So, Yes. So, but purpose and drive, all that, those are the things actually keep you going. So,
Right.
and along the way, along your journey, you will acquire other things, your knowledge, skills,
Yes.
but that is also that is something. It's basically your personality, your background. Especially, I believe, I strongly believe, especially when you basically experience multicultural, areas, deal or work or study in different places, coming from different background, fitting in all those areas, it will give you a lot of knowledge. It will also shape. It will shape you, because there is not one culture is perfect. There is always, a kind of, those inspiration. So you've been inspired by other things that you don't know, and also sometimes you learn that's a complementary for certain things will be complementary to you, or sometimes also you learn that you need to adapt. So all those, I think those kind of things, especially in the US, for example, in the Bay Area especially, it's a multicultural place where I think leaders have to have that type of sense.
Right. I love that. I love what you said. I mean, that's the first time I actually heard. I love what you said. Have a vision for your life and purpose, but then also you have to have the drive. You know, the drive to take action, the drive to continue to get data, get information, build your skills, build your communication, be adaptable. Like as you're fulfilling your journey toward your vision and purpose, when you know you meet different people, you're gonna be adapt need to be adaptable. And that's a part of another strong set of skill sets, to especially if you go to different cultures all over, that all builds ourselves up as leaders.
Definitely. And then sometimes you learn those things the hard way, when it's what they call the culture shock, Culture shock is also a lesson that you can actually learn from a lot, which is basically tell you improve your adaptability to the new situations and to the new culture. It's but it's also it's I think I one of the things actually helps me, that the strong human connection, when you basically experience all those different type of places and different type of languages and even weathers. So from a very warm place to a cold place, raining, dark all the time, to another sunny place, they reflect on actually lots of things, part of it, the mood, So all those kind of things, how you can actually utilize and use, I believe the strongest part of it is the human connection. So human connection always about, common stories, common experience, emotional experience, and that is also beneficial for example, for leader. That's a very beneficial factor, because most of the time we see in the communication that there is an emotional disconnect. Emotional disconnect is something that happens a lot, and that is actually something And normally happens on the hybrid environment where you have multicultural people. So that is that's a big factor need to be taken into account if you want to drive your team, if you want to pass on and influence people with your vision and bring people around you. I think that is also something very important to
I love
to account
it.
For.
I think it's so important, the connection as a leader. And I love everything that you said was so important. And so what I'd like to close with one more last going into leadership. We're thinking about leadership. Think about that leader that's out there that might feel like there's a lot of limitations around them. Maybe they don't have the resources. They don't have the support. What is that one takeaway that you want them to remember?
Yeah, so it's not a secret formula. It's a very simple formula. Is that lots of things drive us is our beliefs, mm-hmm. and also what's motivates us is basically that how sometimes you make a difference. So when you make a difference, it's that something give you a lot of motivation and also encourage you to do more. But more importantly is that the learning is a non-stop journey. So wherever you go, you learn something new. And that is also basically that something makes a great leader is that they always need to learn, always need to adapt, improve communication, add humanity to communication, have emotional connection. Mm-hmm. That is actually something that we're missing a lot, mm-hmm. but that is actually the things that sometimes make the difference.
Oh, yeah, because we're not alone. It reminds us that we're not alone on this challenging journey.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Mohsen. It was so good to hear your journey. Thank you for your continued courage, inspiration. I'm so glad you're at a really, you come out from so much, and now you're here in the States making a difference, supporting your family. And I'm very grateful for you and for taking the time to share.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity, for the chance talking to you.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. And to listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this episode. I trust that you got your golden takeaway. And remember, anytime you have a chance to communicate, you're also connecting and having an opportunity to make a difference in the world, a positive difference. Until next time, I'm your sister in flow. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap on today's Speak and Flow podcast. I hope that you gained valuable insights to help you communicate with more clarity, connection, and confidence. Before you go, let me ask you this. Can your team communicate your founder story in a way that strengthens relationships and builds your company brand? If not, I've got a tool for you. Introducing, it's an AI founder story creator. This is a tool to help you craft a compelling story instantly that you can share with your team, and therefore your team can share with lots of people, building your brand. Grab this tool. In addition to creating immediately your founder story, you're also going to get one-on-one coaching with me so that we can continue to refine the story so that it's in alignment with your company messaging. Click on the link in the show notes, grab it today, and until next time, keep leading with confidence and courage.